From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
Utah State University just released the results of a survey showing that there is no evidence that children benefit from playing with their parents. When I heard the report, my first reaction was relief because, as silly as it may sound, I was actually worried about this. I engage in the usual activities with my three daughters, reading to them, going to the zoo, making beaded necklaces, but I don't sit down and play with them. When I was a kid, my mother didn't play with my sisters and me, and I was never bothered by it. My imagination and I did just fine on our own. When my sisters weren't around, I would pretend to be an exotic child from Africa or Asia who was being interviewed for the Saturday morning TV show Big Blue Marble. And when my sisters were home, I would feed them lines for the elaborate impromptu plays I was always staging. The truth is, I thought the fact that my mother didn't play with us is what turned me into a writer. But my relief wasn't just my first reaction. It turns out it was the purpose of the study itself. Utah State anthropologist David Lancey said that researchers have always assumed it's the norm that mothers play with their children, and if they don't, the children suffer. But that's not what Lancey found in his study. His message, he said, is not that you shouldn't play with your children if you enjoy it, but if you don't, Lancey says you shouldn't feel bad about it. I have to say, this is a first for me, to be told by an expert who has been studying parenting that I shouldn't feel bad about something I'm doing or not doing for my children. This is the era of the so-called mommy wars, when stay-at-home mothers and working mothers go around accusing each other of making the wrong choices. It seems like a parent can't open a newspaper or turn on a TV without hearing about something that should make us feel guilty. But a study whose results are intended to make us feel less guilty? That's my kind of study. A few more of those, and researchers could track how much better kids turn out when their parents do what feels right without guilt. And it's hard to imagine the mommy wars raging on for much longer after a study like that one. With a perspective, I'm Stephanie Losey.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.